It is 8 o'clock in Lagos, and once it's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, you do know it's time for Business Half Hour. And we've got the guest here, and apparently the man is going to be taking over today. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you, Lawrence. How are you?
Very well. It's the first time that you and I are meeting on the radio,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Great stuff.
So, good morning, Lagos. This is Business Half Hour powered by Naira Metrics. I have two interesting guests here today. They say, why buy when you can rent? And it's an interesting topic. If you're looking to get some stuff done, I saw on their website, you know, you can rent a plane instead of buying one. You know, different things like that. But I think they're tackling an interesting area of the market, looking at people's buying power and saying, why do you want to buy? Actually, why do you want to buy when maybe you're only going to use it once? You know, so when you can actually rent, in that sense. So they're trying to put some structure and formalize the relationship between people who want to get stuff done and people who want, maybe looking for extra cash, you know, to get, to be able to get by as well. I'll let them introduce themselves in our usual fashion. Can we meet you?
Yeah, my name is Josh Opata. I'm the CEO of Easy Hire. I'm an engineer, but I've been doing this for 3 years plus. Tochukwu.
Yeah, my name is Tochukwu Mbanugo. I'm the Chief Growth Officer at Easy Hire. I've been working in prior to this, I used to work in management consulting, and we've been working on Easy Hire for about 3 years now.
So what is Easy Hire?
So Easy Hire is a peer-to-peer rental platform. I should add fully insured before that. Fully insured peer-to-peer rental platform. So essentially on Easy Hire, you can rent anything you need temporarily or make money off renting items you own to those who need them temporarily. So that's what we try to achieve on Easy Hire, you know, build a community that shares in a trust-based environment.
Okay, so where'd you get the idea from? I mean, why Hire? I mean, why not say Easy Rent?
Oh, you're talking about the name, right? Honestly, I mean, that was a stab in the dark. So we tried to, should we do Easy Lease, Easy Rent, Easy Hire? We played with a couple of names and we figured, so in Nigeria, lease means many things, especially from a corporate perspective. Rent, people typically tend to think of rent as real estate, right? So while Hire is not perfect, but it's the closest you get to what we're trying to do. So if we had gone any more than that spectrum, then the name would have been different. So we stuck to Hire.
So what kind of things do you enable people to hire?
It's a wide range of things. Presently, we have about 71 categories.
Okay.
We don't determine what people put on the platform.
But let me ask.
Yeah.
The airplane, is it part of it as well?
Of course it is. We've had people do airplane rentals, helicopter rentals. I mean,
through your platform.
Yeah, some Igbo man wanted to do some wedding. You know, I need a helicopter.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think we're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But it's actually amazing. It's I never thought this sort of service or platform exists. I can imagine it would, but yeah, to actually rent a plane, to rent an helicopter, it's
I know people do it and do it as it. I mean, that's all.
I thought what I know they do is those who own these airplanes and all small airplanes, small crafts in Lagos probably rent them out. You know, but I never thought that there would be a platform where you can actually put out. Now, how does it work though? Does a person who owns a plane put it on your platform to say, I would like to have this rented out to anyone who's interested, for instance?
Yeah, so the way the model works is people who have these items can put the item on the platform.
Right. Right?
Once they put it on the platform, they indicate how much they want to rent it for. And then people who need these items can actually come to the platform, search for the item. So like the airplane in this circumstance. And then request for it and make the payments for it on the platform.
So is it only goods that you have on your platform? What about services?
So we stick to movable items or assets.
Right, right.
So because services is a different dynamic. So because you have to vet the individual, the people might not be available at some points. There are a lot of nuances that you would need to understand to get into that. And so we decided to stick to the equipment.
Interesting.
Item.
Maybe someday you guys will come up with the platform for services so I could rent my voice, for instance.
Yeah. that works. Take note of that.
Interesting. Great stuff. Great. So how long has this platform been on? Well, I guess it's two ways. How long the company itself has been on, and then how long has the platform been flying so far?
Yeah, so EasyHire, honestly, we got incorporated in December 2015, but operationally, we've been running since 2016. So I would say that's why we say the platform is about 3 years and a little more. So since 2016 December, but in 2018, we also opened in Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay, that's
good. I should mention that we have an administrative presence in Barcelona, Spain as well.
In Barcelona. You have a way of making it sound all fancy.
Yeah.
You have an administrative presence in Barcelona. You are running in Barcelona. Simple. Says he has an administrative...
more complex.
So my question is this. What has been your biggest obstacle? I mean, have people taken this on? How do you make money, you know, doing this, you know, because I don't know, it's like saying somebody wants to rent my car, you know, so it's hard enough giving your car to a driver that you pay, then you now rent it out to a total stranger, you know. Yeah. So how do you do that?
So that's why the first thing we try to do with the platform is create an environment of trust. There's a lot of checks and balances in place to make sure that you can trust us enough to put your stuff on the platform. So there's comprehensive insurance for everything on the platform, from a wedding dress to the airplanes or you talked about. So then when you know that, okay, you can trust us enough in terms of we're insuring your items, there's also a rating and review system. So if you use the item, you're going to get, you know, like reviews, ratings as well for the people who put up the items. The items are going to get rated. So all of these things come together to create a trust-based environment. So for you on your end, I understand that there will always be the trust issues in Nigeria. It's something we face every day. But when we put these things in place, gradually people start to say, okay, let's try this out. One person tries it out and sees that it works. Another person tries it out. So we've had significant success in the corporate world. We've not had as much success as we'd like in Nigeria in the retail and the B2B segment. But we're getting there gradually. I think as
B2B
more...
B2B or B2C?
B2C, sorry. So as there's a critical mass of customers using the platform, I think more people will get aware and start to try it out and see it works as well.
So you talked about insurance. How does that work? I mean, who insures? Is it blanket insurance or you insure per item?
So the way that works is we have insurance arrangements with two key insurance companies who are partners. Two key insurance companies who are partners. And what happens is the insurance covers categories. So we pay a premium for each item that gets rented. And in some situations, the customer, depending on the value of the item, would actually get paid a particular premium charge for an item for that they actually rent on the platform.
So until an item is rented, you don't pay the premium?
No, so we have a bespoke arrangement with these insurance companies. It covers every item. They say, oh, this is how much we charge for this item, this is how much we charge for that item. So if that item, we'll pay the premium, good and fine. But what we do is ultimately, if the item gets, whatever the situation of the item at the end of the lease, it's fully covered. So we pay the premium whether the item is leased or not to the insurance company. But there are ways also that we do not totally lose from this kind of arrangement.
How do you prevent people from jumping off the platform and going directly to these vendors? I mean, if I want a wedding dress today, there are a few places I can go to. So why would I come to your platform is a question.
So I think why you would come to our platform is two things. The first one is ensuring that there's value created. So how do we create value? You put your item on the platform, you want to rent it out, you rent out somebody, the person misplaces it, it gets ripped or whatever, and you have an issue there. But because of the insurance that we have, it protects the people who are the renters or the vendors, as we call them. And so there's more interest in actually placing the items on our platform. For the users, you make a payment to somebody, you don't get the actual service, person tells you, I'm sorry, and he keeps apologizing. If you've had to deal with a tailor, for instance, that sews something for you and doesn't meet your specification, it's gone. They probably start apologizing. Your money's gone down the drain. But here, once you make the payment, it stays with us. The vendor doesn't receive payment until you've enjoyed the service and confirmed that it's met the quality standards. And
so you also run an escrow service as well?
Yeah, so it's a question of you. I mean, I'm not trying to sound sexist or anything, but you know how there's a saying in my village, when you marry two wives, you can tell which one is better. So ultimately,
I don't know, I'm not from your village.
Yes, that's why I said it. So ultimately, when you use when you rent, go to somebody regularly and rent whatever item it is, and you come through us, you can tell the difference. So if you still decide you want to go through the regular, and this is something to point out. This is why many of this, I'm not going to call names, but there are many people in the e-commerce space, for example, like where people come and do listings and stuff. They have a lot of court cases going on. because they don't get involved in the process. And we went through some of these studies and understood that we needed to get put ourselves right in the middle of the process.
But it's a huge, I mean, it's a huge task, a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, but we're doing the work. And it's not as, it's when you get into the system, all you need to do is create systems that make this work easier, automate as much as you can. But ultimately, we're making sure that there's value delivered end to end. You know, so when you use our service, you can tell the difference. Nothing is going to go wrong. If we have an incident rate of less than 3%, and we've done up to 60,000 transactions or maybe more. So if anything ever goes wrong, then you know we have you covered. So you would want to choose between that or taking the risk outside.
I hear you. I mean, my concerns are, I mean, so I don't know, in terms of the kind of exposure you have. So tell me your biggest, what are the things that people rent out the most or rent from you the most?
People rent vehicles. People rent event equipment, like event rentals, items, chairs, tables, all those things for events. People rent aircrafts, like we mentioned, air ambulances.
Air construction equipment.
And they rent construction equipment, and maritime equipment as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so these are some of the biggest things we rent out in terms of revenue attraction.
Yeah.
So vehicles, maritime equipment.
Construction equipment. Yeah, event rentals.
Yeah, event rentals. That one we know. People do events a lot. I mean, there was a time that the former governor of Lagos said, well, we spend $54 billion a year doing events. So it's a huge, huge industry.
Absolutely.
To be able to do that there. So what are the challenges there? So have you had, it means like you said, you have a 3% incident rate. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through some of the things that happened? Somebody didn't return somebody's item.
I'll use one particular example. We gave trucks to a particular multinational on his site. Now, one of the trucks got run into by another construction equipment, also rented out by us. So these were both on the site, but it was their own operators running them. So a bulldozer ran into a Hilux and a driver was hurt, right? So yes, there was insurance to fix the vehicles. There was a compensation for the driver. But ultimately, that also gave us at that point, we realized we also needed to start putting our own operators as much as possible on site too, because that was one of the cases and it was almost going to go serious, apart from the way that it got handled, because this was the equipment was out of our reach. But the truth is, when it gets to arbitration or wherever, you're not going to absolve yourself totally from the liability that comes with one of your construction equipments running into one of your trucks and a driver getting hurt in the process. So that was one of the incidences we encountered and we've taken lessons from that.
Are you lawyers, any of you, or have you got lawyers working for
We've got lawyers.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's one of our biggest expertise.
I was going to get to that.
There is a lot of jargons going on here.
I'm
so
telling you,
man,
it's just mayhem.
Yes.
But again, you're going to have to recruit a lot of people, because if you want your operators on site, which are you talking about, the vendors directly now?
No, the vendors. The vendors own this. So yeah. we don't own anything. Mm-hmm. The operators, we don't own them. So most of this, I mean, people who own construction equipment have operators as well. So it's just saying, send your operator with the equipment. That's part of the agreement we have with them.
But wouldn't that increase the cost?
No, it doesn't.
So here's the thing, right? We have over 2,100 vendors on our platform. And what you find is that because of the number of vendors we have on the platform, one, we're giving visibility to the vendors, but there's also competition amongst the vendors. Mm. So there's that drive to actually stabilize your pricing. Because if you see you're putting something up for 8 naira and someone else is putting that item up for 7 naira and you can see that person is getting more business, you're being pushed to actually pull your price down to 7 naira. So it's more competitive.
Okay. So, I think on the B2B side, you said, I think there's a bit more traction because a lot of things you mentioned are really more B2B, except for the event side of things, construction equipment, maritime equipment, and then vehicles as well. Tell me your number one challenge.
As easy hire?
Facility hire.
As easy hire?
Yeah, as easy hire, yeah.
Okay. Our number one challenge would be, I'd like to think it's the technology adoption for the B2C side. Like I mentioned, being in Kenya, for example, it's much, technology adoption in Kenya is much, much, much higher, you know, in Kenya. So you're more likely, the B2C side is bigger in Kenya than the B2B side. But in Nigeria, I always say that the most downloaded app in Nigeria, as far as I know, will probably not have more than 100,000 downloads, as far as I know, out of how many million people we claim, you know, are tech savvy and online out there. So the market
is... apps are over 100,000.
Well, yeah. So I'm glad to be corrected on that. But what I'm trying to say essentially is technology adoption in Nigeria, a country of how many million people, it's pretty low. I think can be much better. So getting people to get on the platform, use it, you know, in a way that will be much more beneficial to them has been our biggest challenge so far.
I'm trying to wrap my head around all of this.
I'm trying to wrap my head what you guys are talking about. A to B, B to B, A to Z.
Okay, so B to C is business to customer.
Right, I figured.
B to B is business to business.
Business to business, I figured.
Okay, so yes.
I figured.
So,
interesting.
Then B to B is business to voice. Since you're
there
about
you go.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
There's got to be that right, something. Man. I mean, we've got businesses here, man. I mean,
so, do you have an app?
Yes, yeah, so we have a web app on the platform easyhair.com.ng.
Okay.
Yes, we do have a web app. Not a mobile app yet. Because
you have to register to be able to use your services.
Of course, yeah. TK, you want to walk him through the process?
Yeah, so basically, yes, you have to register to use the platform. So you come on board, fill in your details. When you're done with that, an account is created for you. If you decide you want to rent items, you can put your item on the platform. You upload about 3 pictures of the item, and then we verify that this meets the expected criteria and this meets our expectation. After that, the item is approved and pushed to the front end, so people can actually now see your item and rent. Now, as a user, you can both rent items or put your item up for rental, right? And so if you want to rent the item, you come on the platform, you search for the item that you need. You see a number of items within that category. You select the one you need and you set the quote. The individual who owns the item, the vendor, will confirm availability, and then they will confirm whether they want you to deliver directly or we will deliver the item. After which you make your payments and then you start making use of the item.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going on a short break right now. Okay. This is still Business Half Hour in partnership with Naira Metrics.
Okay.
For financial literacy, investment news in Nigeria, stock market and fixed income analysis, visit narametrics.com. For financial literacy, investment news in Nigeria, stock market and fixed income analysis, visit narametrics.com.
Business Half Hour. Ty, we're here with the guys making all the money in Lagos, and but that's it though. If you're renting planes, you're making money.
Yes,
there's no doubt. You use a word revenue. I'm going to come back to that word.
And the government is taking it away from you.
Forget.
It's a cycle.
Forget.
I mean, you guys need to come clean. You look all modest.
Yeah. Take off your glasses so we know.
We know that there's more.
But speaking of government though, I mean, do you have to, okay, what is the challenge you have? Is it the taxes or is it the settling along the way? Because having to have your way in Nigeria, we know you might have to go off the book sometimes. Is that what makes it, you know?
Well, of course, I'm not going to admit on air that we do any settling. We don't do any such thing.
I you know, I laid that trap for you, and you're lucky.
Yeah.
You are lucky. You're smart. You're smart.
But
I laid that trap well.
What we try to do is we try to make sure we have a working relationship with government agencies whenever they come our way. But my matter of policy, we do very little with government. It's more, but even in the private sector, unfortunately, at certain levels of management, people still want kickbacks and all of that. So, but I think our biggest challenge when it comes to government aspect, apart from taxation and all of that, is the basic lack of any kind of infrastructure. So we have to pay, I mean, apart from the fact that you're paying staff salaries, you're paying insurance costs, you're paying legal costs, you have to provide your own power, your own, you know, every basic essential you need to run a business in Nigeria. You have to, and we've been doing this from day one, you know, as a growing business. It's a big burden to carry, but that's the situation in the country.
Hopefully. Well, you've got a vision. I mean, you've got people who are interested in getting these things, acquiring these assets or renting these assets or this equipment. And you've got people who want to make extra income as well. So I think it's just striking the balance. I mean, you mentioned the staffing now. I want to find out how was it in recruiting your staff? What's your staffing structure like? What's the size?
So currently we have about 24 full-time staff,
okay,
and about 22 contract staff across Nigeria, okay, Kenya, and Barcelona.
Okay.
But when we were trying to recruit the staff, we had to first understand what the needs are, and it was quite tasking because in Nigeria you have there's a significant skills gap amongst most of the people you have available. So getting the people to understand what you need and can actually deliver, it's quite difficult. A typical example is the tech that Josh was trying to talk about. Like, we had to go through three different team of developers to get to where we are today. And at every point in time, it was either one issue or the other, either lack of not being able to deliver on time or the quality and stuff. So it's been a bit of a difficult one, but you just keep refining it. And
that's so you found a balance now.
Yes.
So you'd say.
We want to find that balance. So.
What are your growth projections like? So this is 2019. If I came to you in 2024, where would you say you, or where would you want to be in 2024 if you were to peek into the future?
Well, so our goals for the next 5 years, because if my math is correct, 2024 is 5 years.
Yes.
So in
what
5 years,
when you count a lot of money regularly.
Yeah. So in 5 years, the goals. Currently, we're in two and a half countries.
Where's the half?
The half is Spain.
Is that what you meant by administrative presence?
Yes, all we do in Spain is R&D.
Okay.
And investor relations. So it's not an operational hub. But we want to be in at least 12 countries across Sub-Saharan Africa by 2024. We want to have at least 5 million active users. We want to be doing revenues of amounts that I don't know if I should mention right now, but we want to be very, very positive. I mean, right now we're positive, but...
So you're profitable right now?
Yes, we are.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but ultimately we want to be way more profitable. We want to be delivering adequate return on equity, return on investment, many of the objectives. I mean, on Friday we had a conversation with one of our advisors. His name is Buddy Augusto. And we had some of these discussions about where we want to be, some of the targets we have and we need to be accomplishing, because we understand that the business terrain in Nigeria is very rough, but we want to innovate in such a way that we stay ahead. So we don't have any direct competition in Nigeria right now, as far as we know, but we have lots of indirect competition, which will potentially eventually become direct.
Why do you call them indirect competition? Because people do event rentals. I can take you to places in Yaba, Lekki, and so on and so places where the people can rent event stuff.
I agree. So why I call them indirect is because we do more than event rentals. And
so for airplanes, I know about two or three people that do the same. Airplanes, helicopters, equipment rental. I can tell you the same.
My point exactly.
So I can tell you people that do
that. My point is that. So these are niche rentals. These are people. So event rentals, air rentals, all of that. But we bring all these things together. That's one. Yeah. Secondly, we do not hold any assets, so it's easier for us to do these things than for them, because somebody who has two airplanes, if two of them are down, they are down. But we have like 7, 8 air vendors. So at every point in time, there will always be availability or options. But more importantly, apart from the fact that we do not hold these assets and we cover a lot of areas, many of these people you call are also listed on our platform.
Agreed. No problem. No point about that. But to do what you're talking about, you need scale. To scale. Scale, I mean, growth consumes only one thing, and it's cash.
Yeah.
So you've gone so far right now.
Yeah.
Where you are. Let's take a step back. Did you get any investments, or it was all savings, family and friends, or what, and so on and so forth?
In 2017, we did a pre-seed round.
Okay.
2018 as well, we did another one.
Another pre-seed round?
Yes.
Okay. Pre-seed is usually what angel
investments, yes.
So we had, just to pause there, we had on the show, just for the listeners, we had sometime in February, was it January, myself and Obudre talked about the various funding rounds, you know, from angel investment to seed investment to Series A, Series B, C, D, E. I think somebody got out to G or so at some point. We've heard that globally and stuff like that there, in that sense. So they're literally saying the early stages of the business where they're just looking for people to support their business. So that's what it meant by pre-seed round.
Yeah.
From local investors or from foreign investors?
From foreign investors, actually.
So our local guys don't believe in you?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
They do, but we don't have... So I'll say that many of our goals, investment and growth goals, objectives do not really align.
They do, but the thing is the alignment, and not just investment goals, the alignment in the vision of how the company should grow and the strategic direction. And so for us, we have found one or two local investors that are interested, and we partner in one. But two of our other investors are external investors.
Okay. So how do you hope to fund this expansion, this ambitious growth plan of yours? 5 million active users by what?
5 years across 24, 12 countries.
Across 12 countries.
Yeah. So, well, of course, we're going to have to do a round, which we're working on right now.
A funding round.
Yes, a funding round, which we're working on right now. Also, we have grow revenue as well. Because for us, I mean, we always discuss among ourselves that there are two ways we believe you can grow, which is, I think, standard two ways. Say you're raising more money, continuously raising more money, or you're growing, you know, your profits. So we're at this point, fortunately for us, we're able to achieve both, and we'll keep down that path until we have to choose one.
What's your outlook for 2019?
2019, growth gear.
So for 2019, we reckon we'll be in about 5 countries. We're already in 3 at the moment.
Two and a half.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but we're having conversations with a couple of other partners to set up in other countries. We are looking to scale our current user base to at least 1 million within Nigeria.
You're currently at what? Current user base is currently at what?
Our user base is about 100,000 users.
Yeah. Active or just registered
subscribers? Active users. So
people that use your service is 100,000.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
So 100,000 times how much for a plane? Can we do the quick math?
No, everybody can't rent a plane.
To add something on the B2C side. So apart from planes and all of that, there's a lot of B2C items people rent. We talked about wedding gowns. There are game consoles. Yeah. There are laptops. Yeah. I mean, people rent laptops for projects. I need a laptop for a day.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about phones?
People don't rent phones yet. But I mean, for us, we're open to anything. We don't lease anything. So if you lease your phone, somebody's going to rent it.
Yeah.
Right. People rent tuxedos. I mean, whatever is listed on the platform, somebody's going to probably come and say, I want to rent this.
What is the weirdest thing, though, that a person has listed on your site?
A rug.
To rent a rug. Does it fly? Is it a flying carpet or something?
Funny enough, we use them for events.
Yeah, we use them for events.
Okay, that sort of rug.
It's weird because, I mean, somebody searched out for a rug on the platform and he saw a rug, but he didn't meet specification. He now called us like, my friend, my daughter has traditional wedding. I want a rug that is long from here to Ikwe. I was like, dude, come on. I mean, he wanted that kind of royal carpet kind of rug.
That kind of rug. I thought like the rug I've got in my living room.
I think it's called a carpet.
So
but he talked about human hair.
Human hair also.
So, somebody rented that.
I don't think anyone rented, but we've had a vendor put it on the platform.
Really?
Okay, used human hair or I don't know, but when they use it,
I'm sure it's a wig. It would not be a wig.
So I'm because I'm,
we can anyway, wear, put on and but it actually makes more sense than a rock to me as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, you can
or a
rent
mannequin.
So 10x user base by what end of 2019?
Yeah.
This is April. Fast going. Mm-hmm. April is on steroids, I think, as in it's just blazing through.
Yeah.
How do you hope to achieve that? I mean, you're 10% right now.
Yeah. So yeah, people keep asking that question. And I think for us, what we've tried to do is we've set up a very robust marketing plan. We are engaging the specific demographics we're most interested in, which is the youth demographic. We have programs in schools and with the NYSC core members. So we're trying to use that as a base to scale user attraction.
Easy Hire, Tochukwu, and Josh, thank you for coming today. This has been today's edition of Business Half Hour in partnership with Naira Metrics. Lawrence, that's our show for today.
All right. I guess it's till next week.
Yes, it is.